This is Donnie Jackson, editor of IWC's Urgent Communications, and today I'm speaking with Tim O'Connell of Rescue 42. Tim, thanks for taking the time to speak with us.
Hey, Donnie, thank you for having me.
So, Tim, Rescue 42, you guys have been an innovator on the deployable side for years and years now. What's new?
Well, quite a bit, actually, Donnie. We continue, you know, we've kind of really cut our teeth on the FirstNet CRD or Compact Rapid Deployable Line, both the standard CRD and then the mini CRD, which we launched last year. That's a full cell site and satellite backup site and a couple of Pelican cases that can be transported easily. What we're doing this year is that we have taken the very successful model of the CRD, or Compact Rapid Deployable, that is now the frontline deployable for AT&T's use for supporting the FirstNet network as a deployable. You know, and it's their frontline product. And if you take the FirstNet radio out of it, we no longer call it a CRD. CRD is dedicated only for FirstNet use. We have now rebranded that open architecture system, an NSD, which stands for Network Systems Deployable. That now can be used for pretty much any other type of device that we might want to do as a deployable. Some very obvious things are CBRS or private LTE, where we can literally not only put a eNode B for private LTE into one of our NSDs, but we can also include a core, a computer to act as a core to make it a complete self-sufficient standalone network. In fact, there's kind of a new type of a business model that's getting developed for a lot of new applications that we're calling DNAS, or Deployable Networks as a Service. And so, for example, a company out there that's working with private LTE could literally take one of our NSDs configured completely and a couple of boxes of cell phones with the appropriate private LTE SIM cards in them. And that whole thing could be leased or rented out for a period of time to give an agency a full communications capability out somewhere else. As most people know, an NSD can also be configured by the customer. We don't do this work. We don't have a partnership with Verizon, but can be configured by the customer actually as a Verizon deployable that they can own and take and deploy anytime they want to. So, you know, these new and emerging technology areas of private LTE and CBRS are really areas that we're already set up and can support with a well-proven platform of deployables. So we hope to be kind of the base model for deployment systems, pretty much for anything that people want to put in the field and in the way of LTE and similar types of systems.
Okay. You know, one of the things with some of the routers and stuff that are used by critical communications entities and things like that, a lot of them are moving to dual SIM. Is there any way to do that with the NSD or CRD or something like that?
Well, so a couple of things, and this, you know, I know you're not confused, and I thank you for the softball lob of a question, but you bring up a good opportunity to clear up a confusing point for a lot of people. People seem to think that a CRD or a mini CRD or even our NSD for Verizon or LTE, that they have SIM cards in them and they somehow are network extenders or something. That's not the case. We are true cell towers, which means we don't have SIM cards. We are actually providing service as a cell tower to any UE or user equipment out there that does have a SIM card, and we are providing the service to those devices. Now, in the CRD and the NSD, we currently use cradle point routers, which can be used with SIM cards if there is network out there, either single or dual SIM, to go and maybe find some other backhaul that's non-satellite preferred. But the main function of us is to provide service to all of those devices with SIM cards, whether they're single SIM or dual SIM. You know, that's really up to them and what SIM cards they've chosen.
Okay, and in addition to LTE, that also can provide Wi-Fi, right? Those
Absolutely.
solutions.
We, yeah, so our mantra, our elevator speech, if you want, is very simple. It's internet and cellular when and where you need it. And so every single one of our CRDs or mini CRDs or NSDs automatically shows up able to not only provide the LTE services that they're configured for, but they all provide wired Ethernet and Wi-Fi. Independent, that can all be configured in 2.4 or 5 as the customer chooses.
Okay, and then going to your DNAS, the deployable network as a service, where do you are you getting an indication as to where that's going to be most popular?
Well, so it would be typical for people like logging operations, mining gas operations where they're out in the areas where there's no infrastructure or the infrastructure is weak. And instead of trying to get a network to somehow put a deployable network cell tower out there or put in a cell tower to support the area, they can literally bring in their own network. We currently focus on FirstNet, but a lot of those types of operations are not FirstNet qualified. So this would be an opportunity for them or for companies that provide these services. As you know, there are a lot of channel partners and solution providers out there that are supporting different types of networks, including private LTE, which is, I personally think is one of those absolute fantastic technologies that seems to be struggling to find its way. This is a good opportunity for stuff like that to literally have a complete network in a box solution that someone could take anywhere, pop it up as long as they have rights to the frequency in that territory, or do it in CBRS where they basically get dynamic permission to deploy the network. And you could literally go out there and provide that communications, and then we would then be able to provide the backhaul to the internet via our satellite systems. So you could put it like an intranet and have your complete communication capability right into the NSD and its onboard core, and then have the access to the internet over satellite to support, outward reaching stuff and externally focused calls and stuff. And those would all be configured by, all of these companies out there that are solution providers.
Very cool. And where can people get more information about these?
This is an emerging technology. You can go to the Rescue 42 website and see the NSD or see our CRDs for FirstNet. And then as these things are developing, I think there's going to be a lot of conversation in IWCE in the aisles about some of these new emergency, these emerging models. And now that we've provided a capability to put them out there, what could be done with them?
Okay, and so people can find you at IWCE.
Absolutely. Booth number 1333,
All right.
1333.
Okay, well, we look forward to seeing you out there, Tim.
It'll be my pleasure. And Donnie, we're going to be on a panel together, so I look forward to speaking with you.
You bet. Thanks a bunch, Tim.
All right. Thank you, Donnie. See you soon.